read the end of Rashi's Tav. The end of the last Rashi in Rashi's Tav is Vayach Aaron of one of his Kol Adorma Shetziv Hashem V'yad Moshe. So Rashi says, Nehaget Shvochem Shlehitu Yimin Asmoel. So what's the Loshon Shlehitu Yimin Asmoel? And what's the Chiddush over here? Vayach Aaron of one of his Kol Adorma Shetziv Hashem V'yad Moshe. Are you listening to what's the big Chiddush over here? Now the Pshat is, this is the Hachon of Ayyibe Yom HaShmini. In other words, there's a dogish over here. What does it mean, Shleihitu Yimin Asmoel? Hitu Yimin Asmoel means there's three kavim. There's a kav Yimin, there's a kav Smoel, and then there's a kav Imtsoi. The whole yisod of the Mishkan is that not to be dovek only to the Yimin, not to be dovek only to the Smoel, but you've got to be dovek to the kav, which is Hechel in both of them, and which is Koil B'Soicha Yimin Asmoel. In other words, the whole targ of a coin is a coin. We know is an oiv shalom v'roid of shalom. The inyan of kahuna, the inyan of shalom, b'shleimus means where there's no ktovus, there's no yimin osmol. It's a hecher adag, and the hecher adag is koil b'soichoy, also yimin also smol. That's why you see that in the Beis Hamikdash, yimin is a chesed, smol is gevura, and yimin was nichlal in the smol, and smol is nichlal in yimin. We discussed it once. It's put down in. And it's brought down in this forum that Shema Tele B'Sherecho, we know Shema Tele B'Sherecho is the toichen, the subject is Ahava, but there's membase words, which membase is the Shem of Gvura. Hoyim Shemoyet Tele Samtem is 72 words, which is Chesed, Gematria Chesed, but the subject, the content is Hisham Lachem, the content is Din. In other words, you see by Krishna, it's very, you see the whole Indian, that Chesed is in the Din is in the Chesed. Similarly, same thing you find in some English. The Koinim were doing Avoid is Gvura, but the Koinim is Mezos HaChesed. Levim is Shira Vizimra, Levim or Gvura, but they're singing Shira Vizimra. So in other words, the whole thought of the Beis Hamikdash is that it has to be, you have to come from a Hecher Daga where there's balanced, where it's not either Yemin or Smol. That's what it's saying. That's Lagit Shavachet Shel Aaron. Yas Aaron Avona, it's Kol Adorma Shetziv Hashem B'Yad Moshe. And what were they talking about over here? They're talking about Yom Kippur. Rabsein Adarsha, Rashi brings down, Rabsein Adarsha, Lassus, Zemai Sepor, Lachapaz, Zemai Sepor, Yom HaKippurim. It's teaching you, Koin Gadol, Tom, Prisha, Koin Yom HaKippurim, Shiva Svim. The whole year, it says, the mission says, the whole year the coin needs to go up on the Kevesh, Mitzad Yemen, needs to come down Mitzad Smoil, Yom Kippur, he goes Be'emtza. Kippur goes Be'emtza. That's the sod of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Hechel, Yom Kippur is a day which is higher than the Kavi Yemen, a Kavi Smoil. It's ma'achid everything together. It's ma'achid all the darkness together. That's a hachana for Vayibay Mashmini. Vayibay Mashmini. We know that Shmini is starting from Malchus. Shmini is Bina. Yom Kippur we know is Bina. And Bina is Eish. It's the Shorish of Eish. It's the Shorish of Dinim. But it's also it's called Rachem. Moichin or Rachemim. And Bina is really the Hispiris of Din. So that Bina is the middle that has inside it. Bina has inside. It's Be'etzem, all the Moichin are Chesodim, all the Moichin are Rachamim. All the Moichin are Rachamim. So Lamaisa, the Moichin here are Rachamim. Bino is the Rachamim that has in it already the Shorashim of Dina. And that's the Bechin of Ahibayim Hashmini. And that's Aaron HaKoyim. So made that having the right blend, that's what we're saying. Not going too much Yemin, too much Smol, having the scholars of them together, having the right blend of them together. Which is Be'etzim, in the Midas, that's called the Midas of Tiferes, and that was the Midas of the Kohanim. See, so Big Dekodesh, La'anachicha, L'choved, Ola Sepharis. That's Be'emes, the Midas of Sepharis. So Mela, that I understand why Aaron HaKoyim is the Bechinus of Ebeshan and Redeshan. On one hand, it says that you got to separate the coin. You got to separate the coin from everybody else, and that brings to keilu. That could bring to gaiva. Gadleu, a coin and gadol meyachav nashon chazal. Gadleu mishalachov. You got to be megadol him. You got to give him money. You got to make him oisha. Keilu, you're pumping him up, and you're making him into a balgaiva keilu. But the word is that instead of becoming the balgaiva with all the cover that he's getting, v'chibadato, you got to give him first benching, you got to give him all the cover first. Over mitzacheni, he became the oiv shalom v'roidiv shalom. Faket, he became one of the people. He became oiv shalom v'roidiv shalom. Because pshat is the more you hecha, the higher you go in ruchnius, the more you can be soivel everybody and everything. Faket, not faket. The higher you go, you can't be soivel anything. The higher you go, the more you can be soivel. In other words, the higher you go, you're not anymore stuck to this sort, to the yamin or to the smoil. The higher you go, so if you become a oev shon, reid shon. So Pasha Sazria is that it's Tzoras. Tzoras, the person got from the Chet of Lashon Hara. Chet of Lashon Hara, he got Gavus, from Gaiva. That's why you look at got to take it in a goodness Ezoiv, you've got to take it, it's more on Hachno, Shiflis, because Be'etzem, a person becomes a Bal Gaiva, so Faket, he becomes separate from everybody else, and Faket, he can't be served with everybody else. I mean, Yiddishkeit, the Hecher you go, the more you can be coiled inside you, the more you can be coiled even opposites inside you. So Meida, therefore, that's why somebody's got Tzoras, that's why Stavka Din in the coin. Why do you have to go to the coin with Tzoras? You go to the doctor with Tzoras. Why Dafka the coin? The Teretz is because that's the Vod. The Vod is the coin is somebody who is special. They belong to a secluded club. They belong to something high up. And yet, the whole Vod is that they can be saved with everybody. In other words, in Achtus, the higher you go, the more you dovek to the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. And the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael is a Neshama, which is on Neshama Achas. The more Gufnius you go, so the more you see separation. But the Hecher you go, the more you dovek to the Nishmas Yisrael. The more you dovek to the Nishmas Yisrael, it's Faket. The more of a Klalistic convention you are. So on one hand, the higher he's going, the more Klalistic convention the person is. Like the Feilin's Chasm Soifa, Dabba Ben Yisrael, Amat Aleim, Kadoshim Tiyu. Kadoshim Chasm Soifa says, why does he Dabba El Kolad Kadoshim to you, because the higher you go, the more Kaddish you are, the more you become part of that Das. On one hand, you're becoming more separated, the more you include everybody inside you, the more you show your Achdus. So, therefore, after the parasha of Shmini, after the parasha of seeing the coin in his Hechakite, then comes the parasha of Sazri, and therefore that explains why you don't have to go to the coin. And the Indian of getting Tzeras on the goof is like a Misa on the goof. Misa on the goof to keep you in the Shoma Kaim. Because to teach you that the more Ruchnistik, the Hechen you go, instead of becoming a Bal Gaiva, the Hechen you go, the more of a Klalistik, the more you care about others, the more you lower yourself, the higher you go, the more you have to lower yourself for others. And that's the whole sort of the Tzeras. Shekel Rashi Prokim, but I might say it's a No, that's why it also says Yom HaShmini, because Yom HaShmini is Mila, Mila is Midas HaYisod, Teferis, Sod is under Teferis, Midas HaYisod is Midas that takes all the Midas and is coiled all the Midas together to be Mashpia to the Malchus. So that's all part of the Kahuna, that's all coming from the coin, he's the one has to be Metame, and the coin, he's the one has to be Metaya. So that's about that.